We're going to talk about what this weekend is. Do you know what we're celebrating this weekend? Does it have something to do with this? What is this? Do you know? Kind of curled up. What is it? Flag? Yeah. Well, you can have this one. It'll straighten out after a while. It's been all curled up for a long time. So that is your American flag. Okay. Now, if you go by cemeteries and homes this weekend, you'll see a lot of them in there. And they represent, I'm nervous, can you tell? They represent our fallen soldiers that have gone overseas, maybe lost their lives, okay, and fought for what's right to help people, okay. We have Air Force. Anybody Air Force out here? Raise your hand. I know you better raise your hand. Okay, how about Army? Any Army grandparents or anybody? Let's see, Army, Air Force, Navy. Any Navy? There's a Navy person. Oh, we got a Navy person in your family, huh? Let's see. Who am I forgetting? Huh? Okay. Anyways, okay. I want to show you something up here, and I moved them. I'd probably get killed if they knew I moved them. Come on up here a minute. Come up here a little bit. See this big thing over here? You ever see somebody carry these in a parade? That's the big American flag, right? How many stripes are on that? Can you count them? 13. Is that right? Aha. And you got all those stars up there. That represents how many states for the United States, and they're mounted on blue, which is your battlefield like. And that represents our country for this weekend. We also have another flag up here that we very seldom ever look at. Don't want to knock it over here. Okay. What's this one? That's different. What is that one? What's in the blue part? Do you know what that is? Cross. That's right. That's the Christian flag. Did you know the churches had a Christian flag? Yeah. And that goes not to just any one certain church. That goes to a lot of different churches. Okay. Ugh. I read you just a very short history on that Christian flag. If I can read here. Okay, where did the Christian flag originate? Okay, the Christian flag was once conceived on September 28, 1897, at Britain Chapel on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, in the United States. Superintendent of a Sunday school came up with this. Let's see, Carlton Porter, January 1909, was with in recent years of 1897. And I have one other little thing here I circled. Oh, the Christian flag is one of the oldest, unchanged, and uncontrolled flag in the world. It belongs to all, yet is owned by none. So the Christian church all share that Christian flag. Okay, and I'm going to give you a piece of paper. And you can have Mom help you color the flags on there. Not much color to them. They're all red, white, and blue. Okay? Now, I don't think you know the American pledge to the flag. But when you say the pledge to the flag, you must stand up with me. Come over here. See how many of our parents. You hold your hand over your head like this to the American flag and look at it. You go, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now we have a Christian flag pledge. Did you know that? You may learn that when you get up in Sunday school. Okay, in fact, I don't think we've worked on this one yet. This one goes, pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all that believe. Okay? And we actually have one for the Bible. Where'd the Bible go? It was there. Anyways, I'll read that real quick. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light under my path, and I will hide the words in my heart that I may not sin against God. Okay, there's three pledges that we have. Okay, and we'll say a prayer, and then I'll let you go. Okay, all righty. You'll hold your hands and bow your head. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, please bless all our soldiers, men and women, who are fighting for freedom in other countries, ones now and ones that have gone in the past, just like Jesus fought for us as Christians. Let us fly a flag in remembrance of all who gave their lives this weekend. Jesus, stay by our side and keep us safe, too. And thank you for all you've done for us. We love you. Amen. Thank you.